Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. We're so happy to see you all. Today's topic is activity.
And the title of our lesson is Don't Forget Valentine's Day. Don't forget Valentine's Day. Marie, do you like this holiday?
I do. On Valentine's Day, people get chocolates and cards from their loved ones. It's great.
Yeah. Well, we're going to learn more about this topic today. I hope you're ready. But first, let's practice our reading together. Here's Marie for some help.
Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Linda wants to hang out with Alex, but she can't. Why not? Alex already has plans. He is going to the arcade with James. That's silly of him. Now Alex is in trouble with Linda. But Rob is smart. Maybe he can think of something.
So don't forget Valentine's Day. What do you think today will be about?
Valentine's Day, of course. This is a wonderful holiday. Lots of husbands give their wives chocolates and cards, and boyfriends should give their girlfriends gifts too.
Right, and of course, there are our friends and families as well. But why is it important not to forget this day?
Oh, because if you forget, that means you kind of forget about your loved ones and that you love them.
That's true. We don't want that to happen. We'll find out what happens. But first, let's look at those key words. Here's Christina.
Hello, 明天就是情人节了。Linda 邀 Alex 明天晚上一起聚一聚，一起玩。Linda 说 ,let's hang out. 片语动词 hang out 是非正式的俚语。用来形容朋友之间聚在一起没特别做什么，就是简单的聊天玩乐，愉快的混时间。对于 Linda 的邀请 ，Alex 好像有困难，他已经有安排了。He already has plans。副词 already 表示已经。他约了 James 到电动游乐场 arcade 去玩，所以他说 James and I are going to the arcade。他居然忘记之前就跟 Linda 其实已经讲好了。Rob 说 ,That's silly of you. 你太糊涂了。形容词 silly 可以表示糊涂愚蠢的。Alex 这下麻烦大了。Alex is in trouble now. 名词 trouble 就是麻烦问题。Alex 忽然转向 Rob 求救。他说你很聪明你帮帮我吧。聪明的就是 smart。所以 Rob is smart. 你来猜猜看 Rob 会给 Alex 什么样子的建议呢？
Tomorrow's Valentine's Day, Alex. Let's hang out.
Oh no! I always forget Valentine's Day.
Alex, do you already have plans?
James and I are going to the arcade.
Oh, Alex, we talked about Valentine's Day last week.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm so forgetful.
Can you cancel your plans?
I don't know.
Okay, let's first start by talking about this holiday. Marie, what is Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day is quite important. It's a holiday where you remember your loved ones, whether it's family or someone you really love.
I remember at school, this was a big holiday. We would get a lot of candy from each other, and little cards, too.
Yeah, well, when I was little, on Valentine's Day, my dad would leave me some chocolate on the table.It was great. He showed that he loved me and cared for me.
Oh, that's nice. Yes, my family also does things for my mom. It's almost like a second Mother's Day. Well, Linda wants to spend some time with Alex on Valentine's Day. She wants to hang out. Hanging out is like spending time together, right?
That's right. We hang out with friends. Maybe you hang out with your friends at the movies, or you hang out with your friends at the mall.
Hey, Marie, let's hang out.
Oh, sorry, Peter. I am busy.
No. Let's hang out.
Sorry, Peter. I told you, I can't.
No, Marie, I don't want to hang out. Let's hang out is today's
calendar phrase.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
我们一起出去玩。
Let's hang out tomorrow.
Okay, let's hang out.
We can go to the mall.
Okay, let's hang out.
Or we can walk around the park.
Okay, let's hang out.
Or we can sit and talk.
Okay, let's hang out.
Or we can do nothing.
Yeah, sounds good. Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
我们一起出去玩。
The next time that you want to spend time with a friend, just say, let's hang out.
So Linda wants to hang out, but Alex forgot.He can't hang out with Linda. Oh, poor Alex. He always forgets Valentine's Day. Before we move on, let's visit Rebecca to learn more about our grammar points.
Hello, friends. It's that time of the day when you get to learn a new grammar point. I know that you are all so excited. If you want to say that you either...do something always or that you never do something, you can use this grammar point. For example, I always do something. So the first example is, I always eat cake on my birthday. Or you could also say, she never comes to the jungle cafe. Great job! Now you're ready to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Always and never. I always brush my teeth, but I never remember to turn off the bathroom light.
I always go running, but I never run when it is snowing. Okay, friends, now it's your turn.
Alex already has plans. He's always being forgetful. Oh, and I forgot.We need to go to Christina right now. She needs to teach us something.
Alex 居然忘了跟 Linda 的约定，他觉得很抱歉。他说 ，Sometimes I'm so forgetful. 有时候我实在很健忘。我们来看句尾的 forgetful 这个字，你可能知道 forget 是动词忘记的意思。在 forget 的字尾加上 ful 变成 forgetful, 意思就从忘记变成了形容词健忘的。所以字尾 ful 有充满含有的意思。我们还要来介绍一个相反的字尾，那个就是 less, less。ful 是充满含有，而 less 则是缺乏的意思。我们来看例子。比如动词 care 有在乎担心的意思，所以 careful 就变成形容词小心谨慎的，而 careless 就是疏忽漫不经心的。再来看一个例子， fear 是恐惧， fearful 是形容词害怕担心的，而 fearless 表示大胆无惧的。
Thanks, Christina.Well, friends, now it's time for us to take a short break. We'll be back after this. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. So, Marie, did you have a Valentine's Day before with friends?
Yes, I have. Well, actually, we all went out for a nice meal. It was only four of us, and we exchanged some candy and just had a great time. It was great.
Yeah, this is a good day to spend time with friends. Well, we have one last conversation. Let's watch it together.
Hey, Alex. Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
What's wrong?
I'm in trouble with Linda. Valentine's Day is tomorrow, but I'm going to the arcade with James.
That's silly of you.
I know. Wait. You're smart, Rob. What can I do?
Well, you can cancel your plans with James.
So Alex was going to go to the arcade with James.
That's great. I love the arcade. This is a place at the mall, usually. There are many fun games there. You have to pay for each one you play, but it is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it may be fun, but they are going on Valentine's Day. Linda had talked to Alex about hanging out on that day.
Oh, you never want to forget about that, especially if a girl wants to hang out with you on Valentine's Day.
And that is why Alex is not okay right now. Rob asks, what's wrong?
And we already know the answer to this question. Alex is in trouble with Linda. Valentine's Day is tomorrow, but he is going to the arcade with James.
In trouble. This is a good phrase to know. Let's visit Christina for more about this phrase.
Alex 把自己跟 Linda 的约定忘记了，他很头痛，对 Rob 说 ：“I'm in trouble with Linda。”名词 trouble 是麻烦、烦恼的意思，所以 in trouble with someone 表示你可能惹到了这个人，或者是得罪了对方。反正这下子你麻烦大了。比如你答应的事没做到，女朋友超生气的，那么 you are in trouble with your girlfriend。或者是有人数学作业没有交，这下子 he is in trouble with his math teacher， 老师不知道会不会处罚他。另外，你应该也常常听到有人直接说 I'm in trouble， 只要有人惹了麻烦、做错了事，或者是遇到了解决不了的问题，就可以用 someone is in trouble 来形容他。
Thanks for the help, Christina.When Alex tells Rob his problem, Rob says, That's silly of you. What does this mean?
Oh, it's just like saying you should have known better, or that was a mistake you made. But nothing really serious. Just think more next time.
Then Alex has an idea. Rob is smart. He can always solve other people's problems.He always has an answer. Okay, Rob, what can Alex do?
Well, he can cancel his plans with James.
But then he can't go to the arcade.
Yeah, but Linda wants to hang out, and they already talked about it.
But the arcade is fun.
And Linda isn't fun?
No.
Then what do you mean?
Oh,What I mean, well, this is a big problem for Alex, and that he is in trouble. And I am afraid to say anything more because then I might get in trouble too.
You know what? I think right now it's a good time to learn our keywords. Let's review.
Here's the first keyword. Hang out. Hang out. Can I hang out with my friends today?
Already. Already. I already own black shoes.
Arcade. Arcade. There's an arcade in our local mall.
Silly. Silly. Zoe's little brother is really silly.
Trouble. Trouble. Rita is in trouble with her parents.
Smart. Smart. Professor Lee knows a lot. He's smart. Friends, keep on practicing those key words. Right now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
Tomorrow's Valentine's Day, Alex. Let's hang out.
Oh, no. I always forget Valentine's Day.
Alex, do you already have plans?
James and I are going to the arcade.
Oh, Alex, we talked about Valentine's Day last week.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm so forgetful.
Can you cancel your plans?
I don't know.
Hey, Alex.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
What's wrong?
I'm in trouble with Linda. Valentine's Day is tomorrow, but I'm going to the arcade with James.
That's silly of you.
I know. Wait. You're smart, Rob. What can I do?
Well, you can cancel your plans with James.
All right, who is your Valentine? This word Valentine just means someone that you love and care about.
That's right. So, what do we normally think of as Valentine's Day?
Well, maybe you think of couples, like parents, a husband and a wife, or a boyfriend and girlfriend.
That's right. In some places, Valentine's Day is just a holiday for couples. But in many Western countries, Valentine's Day can be celebrated with all the people you care about.
Students often give Valentine's cards to their classmates. People can give cards and gifts to friends, coworkers, and family members too.
Well, let's take a look at this photo. Here we have a family, and it looks like a mother is getting her Valentine's gift from her husband and her daughter.
Aw, that's really nice. They are showing that they care for her. This is what Valentine's Day is about.
That's right. All right, friends. Well, now it's time to go to Jungle Chit Chat. Here we go.
Hello, James. Hi.
Hello, Ginger. Why are you so excited?
Tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
That's right. Do you have special plans?
Yes. We're going to hang out together.
Oops. Sorry, Ginger. We can't hang out.
But you said we could.
Yeah, but I forgot and made other plans.
What other plans?
I'm going to the arcade with friends.
Yay! Yay!
Ginger, why are you happy?
I love the arcade! We can go there together! Yay!
But Ginger...
We're going to the arcade! We're going to the arcade! Yay!
Today is Monday, and that means it's time to answer some questions. All right, question number one. What day is it tomorrow? What day is it tomorrow?
The answer is in conversation A and B. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Here's question number two. Can you help Alex? How can he make Linda happy? Can you help Alex? How can he make Linda happy? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
How can I help Alex? How can he make Linda happy? I don't really know how to help Alex. He really messed up, didn't he? Totally forgetting that Valentine's Day is coming up. Since Alex and I are going to the arcades, and that is something that I don't want to give up. The only thing I can imagine is that he is going to have to invite her to join us.
How can I help Alex? How can he make Linda happy? Well, that's easy. I can help Alex by giving my good advice. How can he make Linda happy? By spending time with her on Valentine's Day? They should hang out together. I think they kind of like each other. And it's Valentine's Day. So, Alex, if you're listening, you need to pay attention. You need to do something with Linda. Maybe invite her to go to the arcade with everyone. It's the least you can do.
Can I help Alex? How can he make Linda happy? Oh, this is a difficult situation. Alex definitely made a poor decision when he forgot about making plans with Linda and made plans with someone else instead. But it's hard to make other people happy. Maybe he can have dinner with Linda and still go to the arcade. Or maybe he can get advice from more people.
Can I help Alex? How can he make Linda happy? Of course I can help Alex. I'm always helping Alex. But there is a problem. Alex needs to think. How can he plan to go to the arcade on Valentine's Day? That doesn't make any sense. Come on, Alex. Think a little bit.
Thanks for joining us today, everyone. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.